Kelim Perkov Zayim Mishnah Dalid. Hamakteh Mikulam Tefach Al Tefach. This is the halacha that we described before in Mishnah Gimel, that if somebody would take any of the materials, beged, sack, or mafotz, and he would carve out and straighten a piece of any of these materials, Tefach Al Tefach, and that's Royal Yeshiva, Tomei. It means the shear of Roy Lekabal Tumas Med is only if it's an uncompleted piece, but if it's carved mamish to that size, then it's Oymid Lekach. So then for sure it's Metame. The same thing is true also, Mishuli HaKupo, he's Chaytich, he cuts off a piece from the side of a Kupa. This Kupa is a basket made of eight, and it's round. So he cuts off a piece that's a Tefach Al Tefach. If it's Mishuli HaKupa from the bottom, Tefach al Tefach, Tomei. But the sides are round, therefore Mitzdodi HaKupa, Reb Shim Mitar, that type of piece is not royally yeshiva. The size might be big enough, but it doesn't have the tsura that's royally yeshiva. The Mepharshim say that according to Reb Shimon, even though he caught it, he was miyachet that way. Botl daite etzol b'nei odom. Tachomim no, amakzeh Tefach al Tefach b'komokom Tomei. Any type of cutting off from a Kupa is Tomei. Because that type of chaticha is Yeroy Lishiv. Not clear what the machlex is. Mishnah Hei, Bloye Nofa Ukvoro. These are worn out parts of a sieve or something similar where it's a softer material. So it could be used, Shehit Kinon, he was Miyayrit B'machshavto Lishiva. Could be sat on. Rabbi Kiva Mitame. He holds that it's Tommy Medris, Royal Tommy Medris, even though he was only Miyachanin Pemachshava, Vachom Mitarim. Adshi Katzeh, until he does a Maisa, to turn it into something Miyud Liyeshiva. The emes is that this is not the first time that we met up with such a Maisa. The Rishonim are Mitzayin, that before we had a Mishnah in Perchof, Mishnah Dal, Lagabi Arevi Gedoyle, Shanas Bonegev Godl. And he was miyachedit b'machshav to lishiv. It's no longer roi l'malachdoi. So over there also. Farshim point out that it would be shach to be mechalik between the two cases. That's where both of them have to be said in the Mishnah. L'gabi nofa v'kivra shabolu, they're ru'uyin l'shimur sh'aydeh atchak kli kibol. So mele, there would be a more of a tzad that the machshava should not be able to turn it into a kli roi l'yeshiva. It's something else. The Machshava can't be moitzi it from being something else. Machshava could define something for what it is, but it can't be mafkia something else. So it would be a tzad that Reb Kiva would be maskim that over here it's still considered klei kibul, not oymid li yeshiva. And by Areva, Faket, Mepharshim speak out that since it's not roy at all for klei kibul anymore, so there's a bigger tzad that there should be a din of kol hakelim yodin l'day tumah b'machshava. Says that really the achronim are pointing out that the machloikis, these two cases, is soiviv on whether the principle of kol hakelim yodin l'day tumah b'machshava, which we have by kelim shaloi nigmru malachta, now you miyachad it to be serving in that purpose, whether that klal rings true by this case as well. This is the way the Mishnah Achron explains these two machloikis. Kisei shel koton. It's a different din. A kis shukan is a very short chair. Sheesh le raglayim has a tzura of a chair. Af al pish em bagoy v'tefach, even though it's mamish close to the ground, tomei because it's really shiva's cotton. Chaluk shel cotton. We're talking about a very tiny shirt. It's a size one stretchy. So it's the mafarshim say shel cotton ben yoymoy. Rabbi Lezer oimer kol shuhu. It doesn't have a shear because since it's made on that. For that small size, so it's roy lekach. Lacham maimrim atshiy be kashir. Farshim say a chiddush. Chacham holds since he's going to grow out of the size one. This one day old infant is going to grow out of the size one very quickly. Next week he already needs a bigger stretchy. So mil, it's not called a beged. It's not really oimid l'shimush. This is something temporary. V'nimdad kofel. The way to measure this beged in order that it should be roy l'shimushoy. Obviously, it can't just cover his stomach. It has to cover the baby from both sides, because that's what the stretcher is. So, Mela, this very tiny size, even if it doesn't need the size of the requisite gimel al gimel, but it needs that size, it needs that to be able to cover the tinnik ben yoymoy on both sides.